you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The practice, the joint practice, according to our own Ben Standig, was moved inside because I guess it is rather warm in South Florida. And on the first offensive play indoors, Jaden Daniels threw a pick. Terry McLaurin slipped on the break, and Kendall Fuller picked it off. However, at the joint practice, there are other people reporting this from Christian Prochia, a South Florida high school recruiting analyst who was at the joint practice. He tweeted out, Washington Commanders rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels is giving Miami's defense hell in red zone drills. Daniels has five consecutive TD passes against the Dolphins defense. I've not seen anybody from our own beat with that description. So we'll wait to see whether or not that is accurate. Try to get a live update if Ben is wrapped up from South Florida before the end of the show. If not, we will have Ben on the show tomorrow. This segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's get to some Denton news.
It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, brother, what do you got?
All right, let's start with a little bit of Nationals. They fall to Baltimore yesterday, 4-1. D.J. Hertz pitched six innings, allowing two
runs.
Pitched
well.
Yeah, he pitched pretty decent. I mean, five strikeouts for him. He's been kind of up and down, but as a young guy, I mean, hanging against the Baltimore Orioles lineup's pretty good.
Yeah, so they've had two solid, you know, starting pitching performances in a row. Jake Irvin on Wednesday night, on Tuesday night, last night, hers. And they just couldn't generate enough offense last night against Baltimore's pitching, and they lost 4-1. But, they ended up splitting the series with Baltimore. Baltimore is in a great race in the American League East right now with the Yankees. They're a half game behind the Yanks. They play in the penultimate series of the season. Next to last season of the series, end of September, the Orioles go to Yankee Stadium. That could decide. The American League East. The other thing is that after they play the Yankees, they finish up at Minnesota. Minnesota's in a playoff race right now as well. So September is going to be really exciting in the National, in the American League in particular. Houston and Seattle also play in the next to last series of the season. They're battling it out for the AL West pennant. So some good races, good baseball. And good job by DJ Hurst last night. What else?
Well, elsewhere in baseball, Aaron Judge, his 300th home run. I mean, the fastest to ever do it. He is a lock right now for AL MVP. He's been crushing it. He leads the league in homers. I mean, he's had a great season.
What's he on pace for right now? I think it's 57 or something like that.
57, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he is the fastest to reach 300 career home runs in history. It's his 955th game. It was his 3,431st at bat. And by the way, the home run that he hit was after they walked intentionally Juan Soto, who had another home run, which made it four consecutive at-bats because he had the three homers in the last game. And then in the first inning, he homered again. So that was four consecutive at-bat home runs for Juan Soto. So then they walked him, and Judge said, you don't walk, Aaron Judge. And he pounded over the fence for career number 300. Juan Soto's been on fire for the Yankees.
I mean,
they come to town, in 2 weeks. They're here on, I think it's the 25th, 26th, and 27th at Nats Park, the the Yankees are here. I mean, can you imagine what that's going to sound like here? The Yankee fans, the 26th, 27th, 28th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, all three games at night, 6:45 first pitches. You know, when the Mets are good, we know what it sounds like in that stadium. When the Phillies are good, we know what it sounds like in that stadium. But that'll be, you know, all of these games are huge for the Yankees. When's the last time they were here this late in the season?
That's a great question. I don't know that they've ever been.
It's a late August series with the Yankees battling it out with the Orioles. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go to one of those games. I'm going to one of those games. Feel that atmosphere. That'll be a good that. You think those three games will be sold out?
Hopefully not fully sold out, because I would also like to go to one of those games. I mean, I've seen Juan Soto play with the Padres. I'd love to see one. I've never seen Aaron Judge play, so I'd love to see Aaron Judge play.
Yeah, me too. All right, what else?
How about in the NFL? Patriots trade Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons in 2025 third round. The expectation is that he's likely going to get a contract, although that we have seen with the Jets and Hassan Reddick, that's not always a guarantee. But Atlanta now bolsters their pass rush, which was awful. That was their biggest criticism this offseason.
James Smith-Williams, apparently, after they lost one of their pass rushers last week to injury, was their best pass rusher. That's the guy that played for us for a few years. The Atlanta Falcons, I don't know what the hell they were thinking in the draft. I'm a big Michael Penix Jr. fan. I think eventually he's going to be a good starting quarterback in the league. You had a chance to draft Dallas Turner, who, by the way, apparently looks phenomenal. They can't block him in practice in Minnesota. You needed a pass rusher desperately. You had the number 8 pick. Look, Penix Jr. may look, in hindsight, to be, you know, one of the great all-time selections because it was a shocker. And if he turns out to be what they think he's going to be, and I just love the way he throws the football. I love his release. I love the way he's, you know, he processes. But he's not going to play this year unless Kirk gets hurt. There's the chance he won't play next year if Kirk plays well this year and Atlanta, you know, has some success. And they desperately needed defense. And so they had to trade for it. And Judon's coming off the torn biceps, so we'll see what happens. He did have something like, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I read, was it 29 sacks in back-to-back years in 21 and 22 before he got hurt last year?
Yeah, he was very sneakily one of the better guys coming off the edge.
Yeah. So they expect to contend. They expect to win a division. They expect to be a team that can win 11 games this year and be a threat in the NFC playoffs. But they're not that good defensively, and they had no pass rush. So they better hope Judon is healthy. And then, by the way, there could be some contract drama in getting him signed. So we'll see. By the way, he was outstanding with Baltimore, too, even before he got to New England. 12.5, 15.5. He had 15.5 sacks in 2022. So 28 sacks over 2 years. And then last year, before he got injured, he had 4 sacks in 4 games. So he was off to a good start. All right, what else?
So you mentioned Dallas Turner in Minnesota. Well, unfortunately, their quarterback's done for the year, J.J. McCarthy. Now, I say their quarterback, the future of their franchise. Sam Darnold's still there. It seemed like he was going to start week one just based on some of the stuff we'd seen. Obviously, it was still early in the offseason, but JJ's done for the entire year with a torn meniscus.
You know, here's the thing about the quarterback position. You got to be available. And we understand what the, you know, discussion was about you-know-who when he was here. And it ended up being the same conversation in the Twin Cities when he was there. You know, he was very polarizing. There were those who absolutely loved him and said, why would we ever want to move on from a guy who's a borderline top, you know, 10 to 12, 13 quarterback in the league? And others are like, there's a limit here. And by the way, he's getting older. And by the way, he's coming off a torn Achilles. But the one thing before the injury last year is he didn't miss games. He was always available until last year. And it was big that they lost him last year because they were on the rise. That was going to be a very difficult team to deal with the rest of the year because they were improved defensively from the year before. And you know who, and when I say you know who, for those who don't know who you know who is, his first name is Kurt and his last name is Cousins. Just ask Bruce Allen. And you got to have your quarterbacks available. And J.J. McCarthy, I'm not saying that he had any injury history, but he'll be starting from scratch next year. Now, he's young, right? He was one of the super young. He's 21, right?
Yeah, J.J.'s super young.
Yeah. Now, Darnold, I have always felt like Darnold, if he got with the right coach, right system, which he was in last year, you know, some people in San Francisco said that there wasn't much of a difference between Darnold and Purdy, you know, when in practice. But career-wise, the 3 years in with the Jets and the year, was it 1 year in Carolina, whatever it was, clearly didn't have good circumstances around him. So we'll see. That's a really good team offensively, health, you know, support wise. They've got Jefferson, they've got Addison, they've got Hockenson coming off an injury. They've got, you know, they added what's his face, the Green Bay running back in the backfield,
Aaron Jones.
They got better last year defensively. They were better coached last year defensively. It wouldn't surprise me if Darnold's effective in a Kevin O'Connell offense and has a decent season. What else?
So you started the show talking a little bit about Caitlin Clark. If you mentioned this in that, I apologize, but I'll mention it again because her impact is growing. It was just announced that the Indiana Fever and Indiana are going to host the 2025 WNBA All-Star Weekend. Now, they had just hosted, the city did, the NBA All-Star right. Weekend. Indianapolis, a really great host city for these events. It's very walkable. Everything's really close to one another. The basketball stadium, the football stadium are all close to one another. But they're hosting the WNBA All-Star Weekend. Hey, maybe D.C. could host the WNBA All-Star Weekend. Get that? The Olympics? Yeah.
Haven't they done that?
I have no idea.
For whatever reason, when you said that, I think they have hosted an All-Star game. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm looking up.
I don't even know what the WNBA All-Star game fully entails. I do think if they were, maybe this is asking a little too much. But
yeah, it was much longer ago than I thought, but I wasn't wrong. Oh, yeah, the Verizon Center hosted it in 2007. When it was the MCI Center, they hosted it in 2002. So they've hosted two WNBA All-Star Games. There you go.
That's a long time ago. There's only so many cities in the WNBA. That's like 15, 16 years ago.
That's true, too. I mean, you don't have to host it in a WNBA city. But probably makes sense to.
Yeah, it'd make more sense to.
Yeah. Meantime, when are we going to get an actual NBA All-Star game? The last one was 2001, right? Wasn't that the year? Or was it 2002? It's funny because I don't remember that game as much as I remember the game where George Gervin was the MVP. And that was, what year was that? 1980 at the Capitol Center. And then the next time D.C. hosted an NBA, it was 2001. Allen Iverson was the MVP.
Jeez, that's a long time. You know what I was doing in 2001? Going into first grade.
There you go. I was not going into first grade. but we're not scheduled to. No, the next San Francisco next year, Inglewood, which will be the new arena, right? Or will they play it? They're going to play it in the new Clippers Arena. The new Clippers Arena is near SoFi, right, in Inglewood?
Yes. Yeah, it's already been opened, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where Kendrick Lamar had a concert at, but I know it'll be functioning in the NBA soon.
Yeah, it's the Intuit Dome. It's right there. And then it's in Arizona in 27. So No DC on the horizon for the NBA All-Star game. What else?
All right, final thing here. We had a little interdivisional trade yesterday. The Cowboys trade for Jordan Phillips from the Giants. The Cowboys also get a 2026 seventh round pick, and they give up a 2026 sixth round pick. So, hey, you know, they make moves. They don't sign their wide receiver, quarterback, or defensive edge, but they do make moves.
What did they give up for Jordan Phillips?
A sixth round pick in 2026.
Okay.
So not much. I mean,
right. All right. Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys story right now is C.D. Lamb, period. They better get him signed because, I think we talked about this maybe yesterday. The way they start, one of our callers mentioned, they open up at Cleveland, then they have New Orleans at home. Then they play Baltimore. They have the Giants on the road. Then they're at Pittsburgh. They have Detroit at home. Then it's a bye week. Then it's San Francisco on the road. Atlanta on the road, a team that's expected to be improved. Philly at home. Houston at home. That is the first 10 games of their schedule. Whew. It doesn't start to ease up, at least, you know, based on paper, until late when you get Washington twice, Carolina, and the Giants down the stretch. When we come back, you'll hear my conversation with Jay Gruden, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The practice, the joint practice, according to our own Ben Standig, was moved inside because I guess it is rather warm in South Florida. And on the first offensive play indoors, Jaden Daniels threw a pick. Terry McLaurin slipped on the break, and Kendall Fuller picked it off. However, at the joint practice, there are other people reporting this from Christian Procia, a South Florida high school recruiting analyst who is at the joint practice. He tweeted out, Washington Commanders rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels is giving Miami's defense hell in red zone drills. Daniels has 5 consecutive TD passes against the Dolphins defense. I've not seen anybody from our own beat with that description. So we'll wait to see whether or not that is accurate. Try to get a live update if Ben is wrapped up from South Florida before the end of the show. If not, we will have Ben on the show tomorrow. This segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's get to some Denton news.
It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, brother, what do you got?
All right, let's start with a little bit of Nationals. They fall to Baltimore yesterday 4-1. DJ Hertz pitched six innings, allowing two
runs. Pitched well.
Yeah, he pitched pretty decent. I mean, five strikeouts for him. He's been kind of up and down, but as a young guy, I mean, hanging against the Baltimore Orioles lineup's pretty good.
Yeah, so they've had two solid, you know, starting pitching performances in a row. Jake Irvin on Wednesday night, on Tuesday night, last night, hers. And they just couldn't generate enough offense last night against Baltimore's pitching, and they lost 4-1. But, you know, they ended up splitting the series with Baltimore. Baltimore is in a great race in the American League East right now with the Yankees. They're a half game behind the Yanks. They play in the penultimate series of the season, next to last season of the series, end of September. The Orioles go to Yankee Stadium. That could decide the American League East. The other thing is that after they play the Yankees, they finish up at Minnesota. Minnesota's in a playoff race right now as well. So September is going to be really exciting in the National, in the American League in particular. Houston and Seattle also play in the next to last series of the season. They're battling it out for the AL West pennant. So some good races, good baseball, and good job by DJ Hurst last night. What else?
Well, elsewhere in baseball, Aaron Judge, his 300th home run. I mean, the fastest to ever do it. He is a lock right now for AL MVP. He's been crushing it. He leads the league in homers. I mean, he's had a great season.
Is he on pace for right now? I think it's 57 or something like that.
57, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he is the fastest to reach 300 career home runs in history. It's his 955th game. It was his 3,431st at bat. And by the way, the home run that he hit was after they walked intentionally Juan Soto, who had another home run, which made it four consecutive at-bats because he had the three homers in the last game. And then in the first inning, he homered again. So that was four consecutive at-bat home runs for Juan Soto. So then they walked him, and Judge said, you know, you don't walk, Aaron Judge. And he pounded over the fence for career number 300. Juan Soto's been on fire for the Yankees.
I mean,
they come to town, you know, in 2 weeks. They're here on, I think it's the 25th, 26th, and 27th at Nats Park. The Yankees are here. I mean, can you imagine what that's going to sound like here? The Yankee fans, the 26th, 27th, 28th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, all three games at night, 6:45 first pitches. You know, when the Mets are good, we know what it sounds like in that stadium. When the Phillies are good, we know what it sounds like in that stadium. But that'll be, you know, all of these games are huge for the Yankees. When's the last time they were here this late in the season?
That's a great question. I don't know that they've ever been.
It's a late August series with the Yankees battling it out with the Orioles. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go to one of those games. I'm going to one of those games. Feel that atmosphere. That'll be a good that you think those three games will be sold out?
Hopefully not fully sold out, because I would also like to go to one of those games. I mean, I've seen Juan Soto play with the Padres. I'd love to see Juan. I've never seen Aaron Judge play, so I'd love to see Aaron Judge play.
Yeah, me too. All right, what else?
How about in the NFL? Patriots trade Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons in 2025 third round. The expectation is that he's likely going to get a contract, although that we have seen with the Jets and Hassan Reddick that that's not always a guarantee. But Atlanta now bolsters their pass rush, which was awful. That was their biggest criticism this offseason.
James Smith-Williams, apparently, after they lost one of their pass rushers last week to injury, was their best pass rusher. That's the guy that played for us for a few years. The Atlanta Falcons, I don't know what the hell they were thinking in the draft. I'm a big Michael Penix Jr. fan. I think eventually he's going to be a good starting quarterback in the league. You had a chance to draft Dallas Turner, who, by the way, apparently looks phenomenal. They can't block him in practice in Minnesota. You needed a pass rusher desperately. You had the number 8 pick. Look, Penix Jr. may look, in hindsight, to be, you know, one of the great all-time selections because it was a shocker. And if he turns out to be what they think he's going to be, and I just love the way he throws the football. I love his release. I love the way he's, you know, he processes. But he's not going to play this year unless Kirk gets hurt. There's the chance he won't play next year if Kirk plays well this year and Atlanta, you know, has some success. And they desperately needed defense. And so they had to trade for it. And Judon's coming off the torn biceps, so we'll see what happens. He did have something like, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I read, was it 29 sacks in back-to-back years in 21 and 22 before he got hurt last year?
Yeah, he was very sneakily one of the better guys coming off the edge.
Yeah. So they expect to contend. They expect to win a division. They expect to be a team that can win 11 games this year and be a threat in the NFC playoffs. But they're not that good defensively, and they had no pass rush. So they better hope Judon is healthy. And then, by the way, there could be some contract drama in getting him signed. So we'll see. By the way, he was outstanding with Baltimore, too, even before he got to New England. 12.5, 15.5. He had 15.5 sacks in 2022. So 28 sacks over 2 years. And then last year, before he got injured, he had 4 sacks in 4 games. So he was off to a good start. All right, what else?
So you mentioned Dallas Turner in Minnesota. Well, unfortunately, their quarterback's done for the year, J.J. McCarthy. Now, I say their quarterback, the future of their franchise. Sam Darnold's still there. It seemed like he was going to start week one just based on some of the stuff we'd seen. Obviously, it was still early in the offseason, but J.J.'s done for the entire year with a torn meniscus.
You know, here's the thing about the quarterback position. You got to be available. And we understand what the, you know, discussion was about you-know-who when he was here. And it ended up being the same conversation in the Twin Cities when he was there. You know, he was very polarizing. There were those who absolutely loved him and said, why would we ever want to move on from a guy who's a borderline top, you know, 10 to 12, 13 quarterback in the league? And others are like, there's a limit here. And by the way, he's getting older. And by the way, he's coming off a torn Achilles. But the one thing before the injury last year is he didn't miss games. He was always available until last year. And it was big that they lost him last year because they were on the rise. That was going to be a very difficult team to deal with the rest of the year because they were improved defensively from the year before. And you know who, and when I say you know who, for those who don't know who you know who is, his first name is Kurt, and his last name is Cousins. Just ask Bruce Allen. And you got to have your quarterbacks available. And J.J. McCarthy, I'm not saying that he had any injury history, but he'll be starting from scratch next year. Now, he's young, right? He was one of the super young. He's 21, right?
Yeah, J.J.'s super young.
Yeah. Now, Darnold, I have always felt like Darnold, if he got with the right coach, right system, which he was in last year, you know, some people in San Francisco said that there wasn't much of a difference between Darnold and Purdy, you know, when in practice. But career-wise, the 3 years in with the Jets and the year, was it 1 year in Carolina, whatever it was, clearly didn't have good circumstances around him. So we'll see. That's a really good team offensively, health, you know, support wise. They've got Jefferson, they've got Addison, they've got Hockenson coming off an injury. They've got, you know, they added what's his face, the Green Bay running back in the backfield,
Aaron Jones.
They got better last year defensively. They were better coached last year defensively. It wouldn't surprise me if Darnold's effective in a Kevin O'Connell offense. and has a decent season. What else?
So you started the show talking a little bit about Caitlin Clark. If you mentioned this in that, I apologize, but I'll mention it again because her impact is growing. It was just announced that the Indiana Fever and Indiana are going to host the 2025 WNBA All-Star Weekend. Now, they had just hosted, the city did, the NBA All-Star Weekend. Indianapolis, a really great host city for these events. It's very walkable. Everything's really close to one another. The basketball stadium, the football stadium are all close to one another. But they're hosting the the WNBA All-Star Weekend. Hey, maybe DC could host the WNBA All-Star Weekend. Get that? The Olympics? Yeah.
Haven't they done that?
I have no idea.
For whatever reason, when you said that, I think they have hosted an All-Star game. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm looking up.
I don't even know what the WNBA All-Star game fully entails. I do think if they were... Maybe this is asking a little too much. But
yeah,
I
would... it was much longer ago than I thought, but I wasn't wrong. Oh yeah, the Verizon Center hosted it in 2007. When it was the MCI Center, they hosted it in 2002. So they've hosted two WNBA All-Star games. There you go.
That's a long time ago. There's only so many cities in the WNBA. That's like 15, 16 years ago.
That's true, too. I mean, you don't have to host it in a WNBA city, but probably makes sense to.
Yeah, it'd make more sense to.
Yeah. Meantime, when are we going to get an actual NBA All-Star game? The last one was 2001, right? Wasn't that the year, or was it 2002? It's funny because I don't remember that game as much as I remember the game where George Gervin was the MVP. And that was, what year was that? 1980 at the Capitol Center. And then the next time DC hosted an NBA, it was 2001. Allen Iverson was the MVP.
Jeez, that's a long time. You know what I was doing in 2001? Going to first grade.
There you go. I was not going into first grade. We're not scheduled to, no, the next San Francisco next year, Inglewood, which will be the new arena, right? Or will they play it? They're going to play it in the new Clippers arena. The new Clippers arena is near SoFi, right, in Inglewood?
Yes. Yeah, it's already been opened, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where Kendrick Lamar had a concert at, but I know it'll be functioning in the NBA soon.
Yeah, it's the Intuit Dome. It's right there, and then it's in Arizona in 27. So no DC on the horizon for the NBA All Star Game. What else?
All right, final thing here. We had a little interdivisional trade yesterday. The Cowboys trade for Jordan Phillips from the Giants. The Cowboys also get a 2026 seventh round pick, and they give up a 2026 sixth round pick. So hey, you know they make moves. They don't sign their wide receiver, quarterback, or defensive edge, but they do make moves.
What did they give up for Jordan Phillips?
A sixth round pick in 2026.
Okay.
So not much. I mean,
right. All right. Yeah. I mean, the Cowboys story right now is CD Lamb, period. They better get him signed because I think we talked about this maybe yesterday, the way they start. One of our callers mentioned, they open up at Cleveland, then they have New Orleans at home. Then they play Baltimore. They have the Giants on the road. Then they're at Pittsburgh. They have Detroit at home. Then it's a bye week. Then it's San Francisco on the road. Atlanta on the road, a team that's expected to be improved. Philly at home, Houston at home. That is the first 10 games of their schedule. It doesn't start to ease up, at least, you know, based on paper, until late when you get Washington twice, Carolina, and the Giants down the stretch. When we come back, you'll hear my conversation with Jay Gruden, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.